ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
We are your hosts, the Sloppy Boys Band.
Altogether, West Coast stylies, man.
You love it, folks. You love when we're all together.
Admit that you like it. Admit that you like this show. That's why you listen.
Go online and admit you like this show.
Yeah. If you like the show, go in the comments of our Instagram and just admit it.
Don't even just keep it for Instagram. Go out and tell people. Admit it to them.
Don't be coy.
If you're Catholic, go to confession and say,
Father.
I like the show.
And he says, what is up?
Oh, you're a slophead too?
He's listening to it too.
Yes, I like to boogie. Oh, God. Okay.
I wish they'd done communion wine.
Father.
Well, what's going on with YouTube? We got the
YouTube.
Yeah, what is going on with YouTube? The stock prices.
I know they got the Lazy Sunday videos on there.
I gotta check
the first video ever.
I know for a fact that's on there. I know that they have the live action Simpsons title sequence.
Man, I remember early ass YouTube and just typing in anything and being amazed that they had it. Being like, I don't know, Weezer, Buddy Holly, it's here.
They have it.
And then, you know, like everything else, stuff was quickly making its way onto YouTube in those first like weeks and months.
It felt with YouTube, it was like, it was anything would be on there. And then they were cracking down and everything kind of got called off of it.
Right. And then it got uploaded legit.
Yeah. Then it was like, oh, music videos are... The actual official music video is back on, but it's like done through the proper channel. I don't know.
Vivo.
Vivo,
they were calling it for a while.
Yeah, Vivo. Does that stand for something? Video. Exciting videos. Whoa. Oh. Oh. Not whoa.
Whoa.
Oh.
Well, summer's still in full swing.
Yeah. Sure, it really is.
It's one of the warmer seasons, top four, I gotta say.
It's getting a little old at this point, do you think?
No. Well, you just need a refreshing treat, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Already peaking. You know, I feel like we, well, at least in LA, we still have like 100 months of summer left. We're going to probably have a sizzly Thanksgiving. I can't adopt that enough of summer mentality just yet. I got to.
Yeah, I don't have enough of summer, but this moment I do, I feel hot.
It's nice to grab the bull by the horns, really do summer up so that then when those leaves start to change, you...
Yeah.
You got no regrets, Mike.
I'm done with that, with the green leaf stuff.
Yeah. Well, I still feel like it's kind of starting up out here in LA.
Yeah.
Because we had June gloom, which sucks.
And May gray.
May gray. Yeah. And so I also have to remind myself, though, Jeffy, take your time, because it stays hot until Halloween, sometimes even Thanksgiving.
I don't want to be presumptuous to point this out, but it's a little convenient that we're saying, oh, summer in LA was a little, you know, across America was kind of boring and kind of cooled off. And then the Sloppy Boys album dropped and things got so, things heated up.
Now
there's a summer swelter. I don't want to be the one that connect the dots here, but it's pretty clear what's going on.
Summer swelter is more like on the Billboard charts. That's where people are seeing the summer swelter.
Yeah, they're getting overwhelmed.
Could we be another
scorcher?
Do we have to be? Does your music have to be released on a major label to be on the Billboard 100?
I don't think so.
What do they base it on? I think it does because that's what they're tracking. It's like radio plays or something.
Oh, right. It is actually just the numbers.
It's an algorithm of dumb shit, but like, I don't know. What about like a...
Is there like a surprise?
Like a Chance the Rapper mixtape must have been on there, right?
Or like something that forces its way onto radio. Yeah. Like, back when we were kids, I remember like certain songs would be requested a lot, even though they weren't technically singles. Can I think of one? No.
I want to say is it called SoundScan that does the analytics? Like whatever their rubric is.
Yeah.
We're not going to look it up.
Like Rubric Murdoch.
Like I want to say like Surf.
Stop that.
Why? Why not have like a little Rubric fun Murdoch. With the name? Why not have a little fun with the name?
Because I don't see how it's fun. You change Rupert to Rubric.
You just said Rubric.
Yeah, I know, but why Murdoch?
He said it.
Why Murdoch?
So what? Because it sounds like Rupert, does it not?
Yeah, I know. But
does Rubric not sound like Rupert?
Fuck, you're right.
Of course I'm right.
God, I wish it weren't true.
Mike, I got him dead to rights on this thing.
Hey, Tim, I'll allow it.
Yeah, no, I'll take the L. I'll post the L.
You'll post the L. I don't even post my
W's anymore.
I wish
I was flying the W, though.
What is my latest
let's
W?
Make a pact. From now on, W's only.
Yeah.
Yeah. www.websites. I'll post my W's. www. Two W's on that one. Why did they make with the internet? Why is it www? The longest letter we have
world
to say.
Worldwide.
I know.
George W. Bush. Just say Walker. George Walker Bush.
George Walker Bush. What was it? Herman Walker was his dad?
Yeah. Herbert?
Herbert?
Probably.
Herbert West.
Did you see?
I think he was Walker too, right?
Oh, yes.
I don't very often share memes that are like not mine or my friends, but just see a funny meme and then share it. Mm-hmm. And
sometimes you say this one's too good.
Sometimes you say this one got me and you want to give it up for the meme and you share it. And I'll say on my Instagram stories, I don't know about you guys, but without fail, if I share something from like a stranger, it does way better than anything I'm posting.
It's road tested, Tim.
It appealed to me. So, and I'm passing along. But this is just so simple. But you know the meme of the guy leaning into George W. Bush's ear to whisper about 9/11. A lot of those make me laugh and have for years. It's a classic format. But somebody wrote above that, just like, "Hey, no rush, but whenever you're ready, I could dip. I could dip whenever you're ready. Like just like if you're at a party and your friends driving.
Yeah, that small thing we've all said a million times, but to see it put on that innocuous thing.
And just George W. Bush's dumb eyes hearing about 9/11, being like, "My friend's ready to dip." Hey, no rush, but whatever.
Do you guys say dip? I like that. I haven't said it yet
before.
Dip.
I like to say bail.
Or bounce.
Bail, yeah, bounce.
I could bounce.
I could scoot. I say
scoot
a lot.
You know one that used to be around?
I'm out 85,000.
In college a lot would just like, you peacing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to peace out. Another funny meme, not even a meme, just like a funny reels I saw that I couldn't help repost was the kid in the back seat with all those waters from fast food places.
Oh, that's really funny.
Oh, yeah.
And he's panicking like, guys, what are we doing? Why do we need this much water for only? And then he's like, slow down, there's a speed bump. And then you see him get rocked by this speed bump and he's holding 16 extra large waters that splash
in his
face.
He can see what it's coming. He's like, no.
He's realizing like he's been had, but it's so good.
That's really funny. I saw one, this kid, it was like a front facing camera kid. Like a little kid, he's probably like, I don't know, 12, and he was just like, okay, guys, I'm here, I'm at the beach, and I just want to say thanks for checking in, and thanks everyone for following. And he had nothing to say, and I looked at his other videos, and they're more the same. It's just like, again, here I am, I'm at school, how's everyone doing?
Just the frosting parts, just the like and subscribe, and see you next time.
It is all that. It was all that.
It was all that. No, I wanted to sing the All That theme song, but I couldn't remember how it went.
All that.
So put your booty in the chair. We get and just don't go nowhere. Everything we do, it's all of that. I think that was DeBrat was the All That.
Nice.
Person.
You know that I interviewed to be the head writer of the All That reboot?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that when I was going.
Did that ever happen? Not that you got the job, but did anyone do that
job? Yes, and they did a bad job and it bombed.
What happened?
I mean, even when I was in the job interview, they treated it like it was this show that, like, you know, was revered. You know, they were like, oh my God, we're bringing it back. We're bringing it back. Yeah. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I mean, it's cool. You want to make a sketch show. Let's make it funny. We don't have to be true. They had like some original writers in the meeting. I was like, put these fucking geezers in the grave.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
But they're great people. They're good people.
Yeah.
He says this with a strike happening.
I mean, yeah. I got to imagine that it was Toothless coming back. Like, they used to make like suicide jokes and stuff, didn't they?
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I feel like old all that. Well, in the 90s, we just had no sensitivity for anything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we were just done. It was the 90s, man. Grunge was happening. Yeah. We were over it.
Yeah,
we
never mind.
We didn't need the big hair. We didn't need Reaganomics fucking with us so much.
We didn't?
We didn't want that anything trickling down to us, okay?
We were picking up on the bullshit.
The only thing we
bullshit.
Wanted to trickle down was Surge soda into our stomachs.
That's right. And in a few years later, Surge Satankian.
Serge Tankian?
Serge Tankian.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, that was sort of a page turn moment for the culture when Serge Soda gave way to Serge Tankian. That's when the 90s gave way to the 2000s.
Yeah, when they tagged out.
So, wait, Serge Tankian is Power Man 5000, right?
No.
System of a Down.
System of a Down.
Why do I. I've done it twice now on this podcast. System of a Down, yes.
Power Man 5000 did. This is what it's like when worlds collide.
Yeah. Shit. They got to bring that song back.
Bring it back.
Put it on the radio more.
Do it like now that Taylor did Cruel Summer. It's open season for all these old songs.
Yeah, bring
it
back. Power Man song back on.
Yeah, why the fuck not?
We should bring back Tom Collins.
Shit, we should bring back. Yeah, this new version, Tim's version.
Could be a hit if that had been the vocal. I have thought about that.
Could be a hit.
I wonder if Tom Collins, very good song. I'm really screaming that song, and I like that, and some certain weirdo slap heads like it. But imagine if it was auto-tuned and it was a crisp vocal. Could be good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that's a good live song. When we play that live,
it's a ripper.
Out.
It's a ripper, and I always say, not too fast. And we always do it a little
too fast. I don't care what Jeff says. What off the new album, what have you guys been pumping lately? Are there any sleeper hits? What song are you most proud of?
Bulls, Run With The Bulls is the sleeper hit.
Yeah.
I agree. That was sort of one that...
That was the grower.
When I'm listening to the album back now, I'm like, ooh-wee.
Yeah, it is a bouncy. It's got energy.
Yeah.
It's good.
What you need. You really do need.
Good to be cool. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's nice to still have the punk thing going.
Good to be cool to me sounds not like that's punk, there's a Sloppy like, Boys song. That rocking, sounds like a real.
Yeah.
It's a little wink to Huey Lewis, but then it's also some sloppy punk going on. But if anyone's listening to the album saying, oh, the Sloppy Boys went a new direction, turned over a new leaf, well, I'd say, what about this song? That's meat and potatoes, slops. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, Yuppie Man.
Yuppie Man.
Yuppie Man's close. Yeah, that's meteor and potato ear.
Yep. That's got that sort of classical music vibe I like so much. Where Mike writes a song. Sure, there's some weird structural things.
Sure.
But it fucking rips.
There's going to be one extra line usually on
something. Yeah, sometimes there's five measures just because.
Because he's punk rock, baby.
Baby.
The epitome.
Well, is there any booze news? We might as well tackle it.
Bip, 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 bip. Booze news. See how I can sing when I really put my heart into
it? I know.
It? Booze news.
It's the right key. You found the right key.
That's my key.
Hit it.
Hit it.
Wow.
Nice.
Very good. Comedy Booze News was sent to us by Chris Finke. And if you have a Booze News theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was
some
good
Reggie
Watts.
That was a mashup. It had
Stylies.
Gardens of Gomorrah and some of our clips, and there was a podcast theme. It was also referencing a podcast theme.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wait, I know which one.
For all the podheads out there.
Yeah, sure.
Cereal.
I'm a major podhead.
S-Town. Bye-bye.
That did kind of give me Nickelodeon vibes now that we were just talking about
that.
It felt a little bit like...
Yeah, yeah. which is kind of a doo-wop song. Nickelodeon, that's what we're doing. Nick.
It was cool when Nickelodeon and MTV both, like, their commercials and stuff just had weird stuff. Shit.
Well, like, they both had that thing where the logo changes all the time. Like, Nickelodeon, their thing was just, like, it's orange. And so it could be a blimp, it could be a slime splat, it could be, like, a basketball or whatever. Yeah. There's a great documentary on it called The Orange Years. Did you watch it?
I did, yeah.
I want to say it was a Hulu doc, but, man, that was a great, you know, if you're a 90s kid, man. Yeah. Cool, man. It's like, they do 10 minutes on Rugrats, 10 minutes on Doug, 10 minutes on Are You Afraid of the Dark? They just pepper right along and hit all the... all the, like, little member berries for you.
I would be curious on something like Are You Afraid of the Dark? Everyone sounded Canadian. Like,
Hey Dude was that too, hey, right? Dude,
yeah. Just like, where'd they shoot these? Who are these people? Where'd they get them? Was it, like, you know, low budget? Was it, like, kind of skimming the, almost like maybe unflying on the wire for the unions and stuff?
Was it, they shoot in
Orlando? I'm sure it was non-union, and I'm sure it was all in Orlando, probably. Yeah. Back in those days. They have a Hollywood studio that's been there for a while, but I feel like in those days, that's a Florida show. Probably. okay, want to talk about Booze News?
Please.
This one, we're trying to get ahead of the cusp, get on the ahead of the curve, on the cusp of the curve. This is not some huge trend, but this is Slophead Cam Carter alerted me to this. Have you guys heard of gin and jam?
Gin and jam?
Gin and jam.
Is it
jam like the jelly?
Is it what it sounds
jam
like?
Jam like the jelly, gin like the gin. Cam Carter sent me this video, an Instagram video from an account named Hello Have a Seat. And she made a video where she took, you know, the brand of jam. It's called Bon Maman, I think. And
oh, yeah.
It's got like a gingham top, red and white checkered.
And it's almost like a calligraphy handwritten.
Yes.
I have some in the fridge.
It's delicious. What's
I'm looking it up. Bon and Mom?
B-O-N-N-E, bone.
Oh, meaning good.
M-A-M-A-N. Mama? It's like a red and white gingham cap.
Does that mean like good mother or something?
Probably. It's a very, it looks like a picnic thing. Hmm. Okay, this guy is typing on his phone. He's texting. He's
buried in his mobile.
I fucking didn't hear the other, how to spell the other word, so I guessed. What is it? Bone what?
B-O-N-N-E space. M-A-M-A-N.
M-A-M. What the fuck?
Tim, I can't wait to hear this because I have gin and Bon Maman.
Wow.
Damn, I know this fucking jelly.
Worth the wait.
What a payoff.
Worth the wait. Well, there's a video of like a foodie lady saying, like, I take the, she reaches in her fridge. There's only the very bottom of the dregs of the jar left. She pours gin, squeezes some lime, puts some mint in there, closes the jar up, shakes it. And then opens it back up, tops it with soda, and drinks it right out of the jar.
Wow.
And I looked at the hashtag, and it's like, this is not viral yet, but that post had thousands of views. And then there have been a couple other posts with thousands of views and a couple other people dabbling. I Googled it, and it's not like it's something that doesn't exist. There's different gin and jam recipes throughout the years. They're just maybe not like in the jar like this.
Because who wants to scrape all those remnants anyways? Now you're putting it to good use. That's
and you
great.
Feel bad when you throw that thing out. You feel like, oh, there was a little bit of gunk in there. but it made me think two things. A, sort of gear beer, bramble ramble, all the stuff, right? Grimace piss.
Yeah.
Kind of coming out of there.
Thank you.
It also remember a viral video I made a few years ago where I made three cocktails. I drank out of a cherry jar. I put like rum in a cherry jar. I put like vodka in an olive jar. And then I poured whiskey into a cherry Garcia.
Yes. Pint. The whiskey and the cherry Garcia pint was the way to go.
That was called the whiskey and ice cream beverage.
But they all were like just the dregs of the thing. Like,
Exactly. And like, or like with the cherries, I like poured the syrup out, just had the cherries and then poured the booze into that. Or like I made room for the stuff. God. But it's fun to drink out of a jar or the dregs of a thing and to use the last little bits of an ice cream pint or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes you feel like you're using every part of the buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
good.
There's
a, you heard of cyberpunk before? Just the idea of cyberpunk.
Yeah.
There's steampunk, that's your dirigibles and your gas masks and all that stuff.
Cyberpunk
is like your Akiras and all that stuff.
Yes.
And the mantra of cyberpunk, to some, I forget who coined the term, is the street finds its own use. So it's like all this technology is happening, but it's sort of like the streets kind of make their own use for it.
Yeah.
And it's it reminds me of this thing where it's like the jam.
Yeah.
Where it's sort of a, or even just like country. It feels country to me.
Yeah.
To kind of like, hey, it's intended to be this way. And then you throw out the
It feels kind of hip-hop to me, and that you're saying like, hey, you mean to tell me the people in the late 70s started making a form of music, not using instruments, but using
recordings.
Records? Yeah. That's interesting. That's fucking interesting.
It's cool, man.
Rolling down the street, sipping on gin and
jam.
Ooh, you know what I have is some Dalmatia fig jam. You've had?
No. I haven't. I love fig stuff.
Fig spread, Dalmatia, like Dalmatia, not like a Dalmatian dog.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You've seen it. It's got like a, it's a little jar and it's got a little orange paper on the top of the lid. It's near the brie and the salami. You want to make a little charcuterie, you put a little fig jam on there.
We're going to check this out when we make the drink.
This is good.
I want to see this thing. I want to see this thing.
Well, that's good booze news, Tim.
Thank you. Yeah, wrap it up.
That's it for booze news.
Well, today we are doing something a little bit different, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Would you say it's because we're all together in LA and we wanted to make a communal thing all together?
That's right. We are doing a spiked watermelon. Okay? You've probably heard about this. You've probably seen it. It's very much a pool party thing, I think.
Yeah.
It's a barbecue thing. But it's, you've seen it before, you take a watermelon, you poke a hole in it, you stab a vodka bottle in it, glug, glug, glug.
Glug, glug, glug.
You let the watermelon soak in all the vodka.
Mm-hmm.
The next day you cut it up and you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But it is about, it's like, it says to be in there for like a day. We did ours for
24 hours, pretty much.
Yeah, it was 24 hours, wasn't it?
Overnight.
You dirty dogs, I did not know about this, but you did tell me not to look in the fridge.
Yes.
Oh, right. You're right.
We, yes, because it is, it's not just like, oh, we're having a party in the afternoon. Great. Let's get a watermelon and do it now. It has to really get in there.
I thought it would really be like you slam the bottle in there and then like a arrowhead jug. It goes glug, glug, glug.
Well, the way I looked up a couple, there's plenty of ways to do it. But basically you take a good sized watermelon. And what do? We cut a little...
Hanford had a great idea of like shaving just a little piece off the curve.
Well, yeah, I saw that on YouTube. It was like, just cut it so it's flat on the bottom.
So you get like a little bit of a flatness, so you're not dealing with the thing bobbling around all the time.
Then you take the cap off your vodka. We got what? Absolute?
Yeah.
And they suggest like
this was just a, not a pint. What do you call it?
350 milliliters?
Yeah, what do you call it? Like a fifth?
Like a bottle.
Like a bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
Standard bottle.
It was an appropriate size for the size watermelon we got.
It's like 750.
Or 375 or whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
The standard bottle.
750.
So Hanford traced the cap around the crown, around the top of this watermelon.
Then you cut that out.
Like just like a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Jack-o'-lantern.
But in the top.
But in the top.
Take that out. Then you take long skewers. We took
chopsticks.
Chopsticks. Poke a bunch of different alleyways down in there into the meat.
You're poking long holes, long canals into the hole. So that it's got like veins.
Yeah, places so that for the booze to go.
So that the booze can travel into the melon.
Now, this is where the different recipes differ. One said, just take the bottle, flip it upside down, jam it in there, and it'll eventually just soak all the way down, and you'll see the liquid go down and down and down. But it takes a while. We started doing it this other way, where we took a funnel, poured vodka in there, and let the funnel drain, then pour more, let it drain.
Right.
It started to like go over the sides and
it was
then
messy.
We were doing we took the funnel out and just doing little like shots at a time slowly. And we were watching movies and stuff. So it like kind of every once in a while we'd get up and do it. Then at the end, we just flipped the bottle over.
Yeah. We were sort of like done for the night and said like, okay, well now it's just up to the bottle method.
Yeah. And that worked.
It did.
In the morning, it was all, you looked at the morning, it was all gone.
Right.
So is there in the fridge now, is there an upside down bottle still stuck in there?
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
And a lot of these websites and stuff were saying, like, if you want to, the people that were saying use the funnel, if you want to make it look cool, when your guests come over, flip the bottle upside down in it.
Oh, right.
Now, here is where it gets interesting. Yes. You guys are intrigued.
Here's the weird thing. I was already interested. So
what I was just describing wasn't interesting to me.
Oh, shit.
You've been bored out of your mind while you're telling us.
Yeah. Here's where it gets interesting to me.
Okay.
It's so fucking hot in here, Jeff. You keep your house so hot. Why so hot all the time?
Hey, sorry.
I'm kidding. One video I watched on YouTube, the guy did all the liquor. He actually did four liquors. He did a Long Island iced tea. He cut it up, and it was just like a regular watermelon. Like, you cut up like a watermelon, you eat the pieces, and it's supposed to taste liquory. Other ones were saying, once it's all soaked in, just tip the watermelon upside down and like use the hole as a spigot.
So you're drinking just infused.
Yeah. So
liquor?
I'm not really sure what we're gonna get when we pull this out. If it's gonna have all turned to mush or
here's
what
I want, because it's,
I thought we're gonna eat cubes of
water. That's what I thought too. But just seeing some other ones that were saying, and now tip it upside down. It was like, well, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's weird. Because why it's historic to me is that this is the pod's first ever booze food.
Yeah, booze food.
Right.
So I want to eat a slice of watermelon.
Right.
That'll get me tipsy.
And I was picturing a cube, it's cut open and it's cubed and you're getting in there with like a fork on a cube or a toothpick in a cube.
Sure. You could do it that way. I think we'll each get a third of watermelon. We'll do what we want.
I want you to give me what your vision of this.
Yeah, we'll do a wedge, not a cube.
We'll cut it like a wedge and see what happens.
I am spiked watermelons. That's something I've always heard about, and like I'm kind of realizing now that I maybe, as far as like the urban legend of this thing, because I've never seen it, and I've never actually done it. I'm realizing it. I was kind of thinking of like the thing where you fuck a watermelon. Because there's a scene in Me, Myself, and Irene where like a watermelon like rolls out of the oven or something, or out from under the bed. And there's something where guys poke a hole in the oven. Maybe they put peanut butter in a watermelon. Something. But I'm mixing my references together. And I have never seen this at
I've never seen one of these either.
I mean, for all the crazy parties we've been to with ice luges, I've even been to parties where they grease up a watermelon and you sort of like fight over it in the pool and try and get it from one end to the other or whatever. But I've never seen the spiked watermelon with the bottle upside down.
I hope it works. And my guess is like the slices from the middle of the watermelon are going to be more vodka-y than the...
permeated?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I was afraid it wasn't going to reach the poles of the of the watermelon.
The only kind of history I found on it was in Life magazine in 1948, there was an article titled Fun on the Beach, Summer Finds Americans Shedding Clothing and Inhibitions at Seaside. And then it goes on to say that people are like in San Diego having these watermelon parties on the beach where they would do this. But they would cut the watermelon open just like the top of it, like you would
kind of like Tim saying. So you're scraping out just like blobs.
I think that when you're really mushing it in and then just like pouring in the vodka mixing it up. Like they're doing this on the beach and drinking it right then. It's not like they were waiting all day. But here's a picture of some people drinking with a bunch of straws inside a watermelon.
We gotta post those. That's really cool.
So who knows what's gonna happen here. We'll see.
You wanna get into it?
Let's do it.
Folks, we'll see you right back here after these messages.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from the Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With vodka watermelons in hand.
Mm-hmm. Spiked watermelon.
We did notice that the dish was underneath the watermelon was totally completely full of vodka.
Yeah. Not completely. Yeah.
How much, there how was much a bunch just, in there. You say, we like, don't know if it was completely.
It was like a half cup of vodka maybe.
And you were right. This bottle of Absolut was not 750. It was sort of like a, 350? Like a half bottle probably. Yeah. So.
I think it was the right size for this watermelon.
But how big is that Abasolo? I think that's like the standard size, right? 350 mil, that's a fifth.
That a fifth is 750.
Fuck.
So this doesn't smell at all like vodka.
No.
Which I'm concerned
Let's
about.
Let's do a little chomp. It tastes great.
Has no vodka taste whatsoever.
It's good watermelon. Try not to chew on Mike, sorry.
That is good.
Yeah, I'm guilty of it too.
Not even a hint. Nope. It's a very good, ripe, delicious watermelon.
Seedless.
It's funny, it's like, you say seedless because it doesn't have the black seeds, but it does have the little white seeds.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so good.
We're just three guys sitting around eating a delicious watermelon.
I'm going to...
Not even a hint of booze.
Not a hint of booze. And I'm going to try a more of a meatier inner piece here, because these were the ones where I think this is like, where like the booze...
What made direct contact with the booze? We need something close to the insertion point.
Yeah.
Try that.
Yeah, like that piece has holes poked in it, like you're clearly futzing.
Mm-hmm. You taste it a little more, right?
Yes, very much more. Like the oh wow.
That's right where the like the hole was.
Okay. Now I was joking, Mike.
Yeah.
When we did this, that we should have set it out in the sun for an hour so that it gets thirsty, and then that way it would glug the like kind of dry it out, and that way the vodka would glug 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 deep into the innards.
Mm.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, that was a very vodka-y piece.
So there's some kinks to work out. Mm-hmm. But I think this is the ultimate. We've come up with the term Popo No-No, right?
Yeah.
For drinks where the police can't tell you have alcohol. Mm-hmm. This is the ultimate Popo No-No.
Mm-hmm. You could walk right up to one of those oink-oinky pigs, and you could eat this right in their face, and they wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah.
No one would suspect.
You're wobbling down the street, catcalling people, 5-6 slices of watermelon in hand.
Burping and farting and having a blast.
They're none the wiser.
The problem is you got to be holding a big watermelon.
Or several slices.
Yeah, or several slices. Yeah, oh, cut it up at home.
Exactly. Ooh, man.
It's interesting because it's the novelty of this is fun. The watermelon slice that had no vodka in it, it tastes way better than the one that does have vodka in it.
Yeah.
But it's fun to be eating vodka.
It is. I don't know, I mean, what we would do different. That's all I saw.
Oh, one of the methods that I saw was to use a meat injector. Tim, have you used one of those?
I haven't, but I think it looks like a big syringe kind of.
Yeah, it's, so I thought
it would
be like...
What would you use it for?
Like, I don't know, you would inject a meat with like flavor or like oils or something?
You mean in normal life?
Yeah, in normal life.
Like a turkey.
Yeah, but
not a baster.
But not a baster, like it literally looks like a big syringe.
Oh, yeah, I've never used it.
Oh.
I would think a turkey, I think you put like salt water in a turkey.
Yeah, or a taffy.
Salt water in a taffy? Mm-hmm. Put a taffy in a turkey.
You get normal taffy instead of saltwater taffy. Like, oh, shit.
Good thing I got my syringe full of salt water. Huh. Wow.
This is exceptionally good watermelon.
Yeah, you really picked a good one.
Kind of crazy. I'm realizing, like, in recent years, I've only eaten watermelon in a fruit salad, and yeah, it's not great. This is fresh. It's dark red.
It's dark red.
It's got that taste, baby.
You know what I got for round two? Tajin.
Oh, very smart.
Ooh, that's good.
Spice it up.
Very smart.
Spice it up.
Spice it up.
Now, there's got to be people out there that eat the green part.
Yes.
Nasty.
Yeah.
I recently saw the rind used in some sort of food. Like, I want to say it was like cooked in a taco recipe or pickled, maybe? Pickled.
Oh, pickled rind?
Pickled rind. And
that rings a bell.
Not the green part, but the white part. Pickled, like as if it were like jicama or something.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, yeah.
So you're saying they use maybe like a potato peeler to get off the rough green
exactly
skin.
That's what Jeff reached for yesterday when he was trying to... He's like, this will poke through it.
No. We'd gotten the hole and the funnel wasn't working. We were like, oh, we need to really dig in there. I know just the thing. And I grabbed a potato peeler and stuck it in. And I looked at Hanford.
It was realized, short. I mean, it's like yeah, the size of a potato.
I got nothing. I don't know why I thought that would be the key.
So we used the simple spoon.
Yeah. Oh, that's what the hole is. You know, there's that hole in the immediate part.
We dug
I
it
forgot
in.
You dug. I thought that was like the yeah vodka chewed it away.
I wonder if, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it almost has like come out. Because, you know, we were using the funnel and we were filling it up. And as it was like full inside the watermelon, it was coming up over the edges of the side. Right. That must have just happened with the bottle.
And also, when you bisected it just now,
yeah,
cut it.
Yeah,
some of the chopstick holes
yeah
made it all the way down to where you'd shaved the little flat part. So I think there was sort of like a small leak.
Mm.
I think I just got a little feeling of a little buzz, so maybe you know, that, maybe I'm that first big vodka bite I took was pretty submerged.
We should go like select the parts with all the vodka in them, because yes, now we know it's not on the edges.
They should make like a metal detector. They should like make little vodka detectors, and if you're at the beach, you're metal detecting. You've got one of these things. Is that Mike? You just took up some big bites. Is that a vodka bite?
Dark red.
Yeah.
You want to look for dark red.
That was pretty vodka-y.
Vodka.
Why don't we take a little break?
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, we'll talk more about vodka watermelons.
That would be awesome for us because we're eating them, we're making them, we should talk about them.
Mm. You know what we could do? Why don't we find where we think is the most vodka-ish? Ish.
Yeah.
Scoop a bunch of it out and like kind of whip it and drink it that way.
Okay.
Or make it just like with forks. Eat it with forks.
Yeah, just eat it.
But just the good stuff.
Just the good stuff.
Just the good stuff.
Yeah.
We could also dunk it in vodka. You know, do like a chip and dip.
Oh, and all the vodka that's in the bottom
take,
of the
take
plate.
One of these wedges and go.
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of different ways you could play it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And we're back with round two of Spiked Watermelon.
I got watermelon down the wrong tube.
Oh, but in the lung, huh?
Yep.
But Mike, you've prepared some nice dark chunks.
Yeah, I found that it kind of, some of the pieces look a little like tuna.
I like it.
Like sashimi.
Like they do, it does look like chunks.
Some nice red tuna. So should I just grab at any of these chunks?
Yeah, try it.
Just kind of carve the most vodka-ish chunks.
Yeah, I just went right into like the center.
And the drippings in the middle, I bet you that's pure vodka.
Ooh. I mean, it's the juiciest melon I've ever seen. And I think that has to do with all the vodka.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
It all just stayed right in the same spot.
Holy fuck.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Holy shit.
That was like a shot of vodka, that bite.
Yeah, me too. Woo! Woo! Feel it in my breath.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love what the vodka does to the texture of the melon. It was like a perfectly ripe melon. Now it's a little like chewy or something.
Yeah.
Slimy.
Mm.
It came back different.
Yeah.
If you're drinking or eating this at a party, you would have no idea, like, is this a vodka-y one? Or
you know what it reminds me of?
It sneaks up on people.
It reminds me of cheapy Jell-O shots. Mm. You know, because it's bright red and fruity, but then you eat the Jell-O shot, and it's like, ooh, that's just a shot of vodka.
Yeah, there's no other, like, fruity taste to it.
Or, like, it's just overpowered by the amount of pure vodka in there.
Okay, so it's in there.
Yeah. You got to hunt. Hunt around.
Yeah, something we didn't do right.
Yeah.
Or maybe this doesn't work, and that's why no one ever does it, because it's not a good idea. Hmm. Could that be the case?
Could that be it?
Is there a possibility that's the case?
Hmm. Yeah, so the rule is don't, when you make your little entry stabs, don't go too deep. Don't go through the watermelon.
Yeah. I bet this also had to soak more than a day.
Yeah, like 24 hours plus would do it.
Yeah, 48 hours.
Would fully permeate.
That's hard, though. You're like, hey, I'm going to have a pool party in 4 days. I gotta start thinking about it now. You don't even know what the weather will be. Okay.
All right. I don't love this.
Is that your final thought? Are we getting into it?
I think so. Oh, did you want to bring out some tahine?
Oh, tahine. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Tahine. Yes. I think that'll be good to kind of take the edge off the vodka, you know, because I've lost a lot of melon flavor to absolute vodka. Just pull it back with some tahine.
I've been using it liberally. A little goes a long way.
Well, this is a dark piece. This is going to be...
Yes, tahine. It runs the gamut from delicious virgin watermelon to exciting, perfectly average, right in between, where you get a little spike. And then there are just mouths full of like gamey, chewy vodka.
Yeah. The chewy is weird, yeah, right?
This feels, Something's happening. Just pulled a piece out of my mouth that feels like a piece of fat.
That looks like looks like
is it meat possible?
Off of a steak. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not possible that the melon was just like that, right? The vodka did that. It like cooked it a little bit or something. Hmm. Right?
Possibly. Yeah, I've never had this like texture in my mouth.
It's very unpleasant to be like, it's slimy.
Yeah.
Okay. So could this be perfected at a brunch if you see like, you know, a tray going around at a wedding or something like that? Oh, they do like little vodka watermelon things. There's probably a good execution of this.
You know what it probably would be is getting it, cutting it open into uniform like cubes and then soaking those in, like just dumping.
Yeah.
But at that point, it's like, what's.
Yeah, then you just, it's like.
The charm of the frat boy, one and done. I really wanted the idea of
like,
yeah,
poke a hole, dump a bottle.
Yeah.
You know, like you wanted it to just work. If you're really putting an extra effort to get some vodka onto some watermelon, it's sort of like, why? Watermelon's great. I have a vodka on the rocks.
I'm curious, those really good pieces we had, if there's something to the vodka just making it just a little bit makes it sweeter.
Mmm.
I don't think that's true, but
yeah, okay.
They like to think it is.
I do think the tahini helps with the more vodka heavy bites.
Yeah.
But then I'm also wondering, hey, what if it were tequila?
Oh,
like a watermelon marg. Mm-hmm.
Ah! So wait, you basically know?
My final thought is not ordered again. I would love it if there was a way that you could like, and maybe this is what we're doing seeing with like the darker pieces where you really know where it's gotten down to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also don't know, maybe the middle of a watermelon is usually just darker anyway.
Mike, I think you're fumfering around a distinction that we used to say a lot. We don't say very much anymore. Appointment only. This thing is
appointment only if someone else is making the appointment too.
Yeah, it's just like this is a weird freak thing you do at a pool party as an experiment, maybe you have a good time with it. Some people aren't going to like it, some people will think it's cool.
I bet so many times this happens at a pool party. It's like, hey, you got a waterman? Let's put vodka in. And they do it right then and it doesn't work.
It ruins both.
Yeah.
Hmm. Tim? I've never seen you so perplexed.
Conflicted.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it. I don't know. I don't think I like it.
Hmm.
It's not because the watermelon itself was so good.
The bites that didn't work were delicious.
Yeah, that's true. The watermelon was great. I'm just really struggling with this sort of chewy bites there that are unpleasant. And I also have a thing about, I really like to know how much I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And the mystery amount, like I feel I had one bite that was like too much for me to be like, it hasn't really hit me yet buzz wise, but I'm sort of like, the mystery thing is a little bit dangerous. I always like knowing like, oh, a cocktail typically has like 2 ounces of like, you know, a serving of the mystery of what I'm getting is a little hard to balance at a pool party when I'm trying not to fucking drown. So it might not be in order again for me unless it was made by some, I just know that we're going to be inundated with DMs being like, hey man, at Phi Sig parties, we used to do it right all the time. Yeah. Man. And yeah, invite me to a Phi Sig party. I'll fucking do a fucking cake stand, bro. I'll drink you and your frat boys under the table, and I'm 40.
You know what? You know what I bet you have to do, and this was maybe your idea last night, Jeff, is get several holes in the top spaced out so it gets to all the parts of the watermelon.
Yeah, but it wouldn't look as nice.
It
looked like a dice.
Yes, you know? It would look like that. Get what you're saying.
A die.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good now. But Tim, here's the thing.
Ooh,
we have one extra little surprise for you.
Ooh, your computer, Tim. It's gonna get nasty.
Splash some?
We're gonna show it to you, and we hope you like it.
There may be a few asterisks with this one, but it's gonna be fun. You like to have fun, don't you?
Yeah, I like to have fun all the time. It's actually one of my favorite moods.
Good.
It's a vibe. Fun is a vibe, huh?
One of my favorite modes is fun.
Modes like when you're on the guitar and you're playing in Dorian mode and you switch over to Mixolydian.
I like to try that.
You're incoming.
Okay, can I look? Cubes!
What do you think?
I'm looking at an ice cube tray with gummy bears.
Mm-hmm.
And are these like vodka gummy bear ice?
Vodka. It's not ice.
It's not ice. It's an ice cube tray.
It's just vodka soaked gummy bears.
Oh.
We just put them in the ice tray.
So you use an ice tray as the receptacle, but yeah. These are gummy bears that have been sitting in vodka. They look like they kind of like puffed up.
They did. They look a little slimier.
There was like a toy when we were kids. It was like a dinosaur and you'd put it in water and it would sponge up really big.
Those little capsule things.
Yeah, they did a little bit of that and they look puffy. And that, this looks fun to me.
These are interesting. The recipe I found, because Jeff and I just thought of this as we were picking up the watermelon. The recipe I found was something like, take a bowl, fill it with gummy bears, fill that with vodka, and leave for like in your fridge for a week. So these might not be,
but they did swell. Because like these are classic Haribos. You know what they look like.
Yeah.
And they have swollen. So let's take our forks and just try it out.
Look at that little chubster.
Huh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
The inside of him is still hard, but the outside is real soft.
Because it didn't soak all the way through yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's something.
Much better.
That's something.
And it is still strong, but you're not taking 2 ounces of secret vodka to the dome.
Right. Yeah, you know what it is.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to have another. I'm going to go green this time. To quote one tweet, Pete. Oh, God. Look him up on X.
It's very fun. It's a very fun on X. That's right. That's what...
The soft vodka-soaked part tastes like almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the middle, you get a real Haribo.
We really liked the idea of using these ice cube trays because we wanted the bears to float like experiments.
It is sort of like Minority Report or like The Matrix or something where they're in their little pods.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
So if those had marinated for like another day, it would probably, the core would be soft probably.
The core would be soft, but the recipe I saw said to leave it in for a long time. So this, how long? I mean, like a week, I feel like these things would just be like disintegrated.
Yep.
No, maybe not.
Where'd you see it though? TikTok?
Just like an article, I think. Hmm. Or it was part of...
I think it was front page of the New York Times above the fold.
Yeah, that's more fun, and I think that's more unique, too.
Mm-hmm. Unique New York.
And it's making me a little woozy. So I would order again these gummies.
The bears.
The bears. Gum bears.
That's our show. Follow us on social media, at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and get The Sloppy Boys Blowout, entire back catalog for only $5. And don't forget, Questions for Lennon, the monthly bonus show.
Ooh, we've got a very popular, very familiar guest this month.
Who's that?
Tim Galbakis.
Oh, a musician.
Musician, that's right. I don't think we brought that up on the pod. I mean, you and Mr. Lennon.
Oh. I like these gummy bears.
Hey, you can have my other one. I don't
know. Me too.
I don't know if I need more booze.
I know. I am now starting to feel it.
But Jeff, you mentioned something interesting. You said that the Patreon's $5 or it's $10 if you want the higher tier. But you mentioned it's the whole archive. That's what's cool is like, let's say you've been listening to this cocktail podcast for a long time. You think we completely rock the house. We're pretty much your boys at this point. But you're like, I don't want to have some monthly payment. Hop over the Patreon for 1 month. Go bonkers, man. Listen to all of it. Mm-hmm. Then by the end of the month, forget to unsubscribe.
Nice. You lose the card.
You go in with thrifty intentions and leave us more the money.
Look, folks, you're not going to have any more television soon. You might as well get on to the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oof. Yeah. It's non-union. We have a non-union Patreon.
Is this strike thing going to happen?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
I think it's avoidable.
Folks, support independent artists. Go to the Patreon. That's right. Plop down the $5.
We love you.
Plop it and drop it. See you next week.
Bye, folks.
Bye.